Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever and skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we're entering the world of emotional intelligence, and I'm going to be talking about how you can fight for something. In this life, there are going to be a lot of times when we are fighting for something, and we keep taking losses. Whether it's in our personal life or our professional life, we're not immediately going to get a win. So what do we do then? Do we keep on fighting, or do we throw in the towel? Well, that really depends on your personality type. There's going to be a large group of people that are like, look, I tried, but I can't do it, so I quit. This happens a lot in relationships. You'll see that two people, they are getting along pretty well, and then one day they have this argument and one person is like, all right, I can't do this, and they quit. See, that's a problem with our generation. We discard things too quickly because we don't have any fight in us. Another group of people, they see everything as a big perspective. And when they have this big perspective, whenever they take a loss, they don't view it like an end-all be-all. They don't see that loss as the big mountain that they cannot climb. Instead, since their perspective is so big, what happens is that that loss is simply perceived as a tiny little blip. You could notice it if you look close enough, but it's nothing that bad. And that's what we want to do. We want to consistently increase our perspective and understand that losses are not the end-all be-all. A simple way for us to increase our perspective is to look at the after effects of losing. See, this is not normal. Most people, what happens is that they dwell on the loss versus what happens after the loss. Let me give you an example. Imagine that a couple has a fight. They haven't fought like this before, and this is the first time that names were called, voices were raised, and insults were thrown around. If these two people don't have any fight in them, all they are going to be talking about is that fight that they had, that loss in the present state. But if they are fighters, what's going to happen is that they're going to work through that loss, and they are going to analyze their states after the loss. Now, what's their state going to be like after the loss? They're going to feel relieved. It's very similar to going to the gym. You work out. During the workout, you feel intense pain. But after, you feel kind of good. Sure, you feel sore, but you know when you feel sore that you're going to get the best sleep of the week on those particular days. And that's what it's like after you guys make up from a loss. Nowadays, it feels like that there's this bond. It feels as though you guys can lean on each other more despite a lot of negative moments. It's like you guys went to the gym together and got stronger together. So the people that have fight in them versus don't have fight in them, it really comes down to their perspective of losses. The people who have zero fight in them, they're just wimps, are the ones who keep on dwelling on the loss, while the people who are fighters, they think about life after they overcome the loss. And that perspective flip is what allows the fighters to keep on fighting, and they don't discard things that quickly. Whether it's their dreams, whether it's their relationships, a new project, whatever, they understand that if you want something bad enough, you are going to have to fight for it. And the only way that you are going to fight for something is through sheer perseverance. So if you enjoyed today's talk and you want to learn more about emotional intelligence, be sure to check out my book, The Armani Archives EQ Edition. Within this book, you will learn how to properly label your emotions, how to turn dark emotions into light emotions, and how to stop actually calling it emotions and calling it energy more. Check out the Armani Archives EQ Edition in the link in the description box, or go on armanitalks.com and grab your copy today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you next time.